Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in his name, amen. The text for our consideration this morning is that just read from the Gospel according to St. Mark. And at the beginning of the text, there is a question going around the country. And the question is, who is that man? Who is that wonder worker out there doing these miracles and stirring up the crowds? When King Herod heard about it, he said, it's John the Baptist. It's the prophet of God that I killed and he's come back from the dead. And the text says, he kept on saying it, for Herod was afraid. He had good reason to be afraid. One does not lightly kill a prophet of God. Herod hadn't wanted to. He wanted to keep him safe, the text says, so he threw him in prison. It's a good place to keep someone safe. It's also a good place to keep someone silent. And that is why he had had John thrown in prison. It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife, Herod. And a king could not stand to be told that he was doing wrong. And so the word of God in the person of the prophet of God was taken and bound and thrown where no one could hear him any longer. And yet Herod was torn. He was the kind of man that a text of last week spoke of. He wanted to serve God, and he wanted to serve mammon. He couldn't stand hearing the words of the prophet, and yet he wanted to keep him safe. He hated the condemnation that came, and yet he went and gladly listened to him. And then came the day of the party. When Salome, Herod's daughter, danced, and she must have been a 10, because Herod was so pleased that he said, I'll give you half my kingdom. Anything, whatever you ask, it's yours. And the girl didn't know what to say. And she went to her mother, Mother, what shall I ask for? And her mother was that wife of the brother that Herod had taken. And she didn't particularly care for the prophet either, and she knew what to ask for. Very simple. Ask for the head of John the Baptist. Just his head on a platter. And it was done. And as far as she was concerned, the word of God was silenced, and she wouldn't have to hear it again. And Herod was afraid. And when Christ showed up on the scene and the news of that came to Herod, that was the only thing he could think of. It's John the Baptist. He's back. The fear of judgment. The fear of the wrath of God. Now that's Herod's situation. And we may well ask, what does Concordia Seminary have in common with the house of Antipas? What has the fear of Herod got to do with us here today in Fort Wayne, Indiana? We are not unlike Herod. We too have fears. We have surely not killed a prophet of God. And I hope that as future ministers of the gospel, we do not try to silence the word of God. And yet in a small degree, we too experience the fear of judgment and of wrath and of punishment. A good example of this is the common cartoon that over and over again throughout the years always gets a laugh. The little kid with his hand in the cookie jar and mother walks in. And whether it's Dennis the Menace or a kid in Marmaduke or whatever cartoon, the theme is always good for another chuckle. And it's good for a chuckle because we know that we are the kid with his hand caught in the cookie jar. We are the guy that did something we shouldn't have done, and somebody got us. Oops. And it suddenly dawns on us, yeah, I'm a sinner, I shouldn't have done that. And whether it's an actual visible authority, such as mother coming in the door, or whether it is the Spirit of God speaking to us in our hearts through the Word, we know that we've been caught. And there is the fear of punishment. Perhaps an example a little closer to home, closer to our condition in life. We all have arrived here at the start of a new academic year at the seminary. Many of us drove. It's a long drive. And in long drives, inevitably, the point arrives when you look at your watch and you're behind schedule, and there is the temptation to make up a few miles in a few minutes, and that foot gets a little bit heavy on the accelerator. No policeman, nothing to worry about. And if you're on the interstate, 60 miles an hour doesn't seem to be that fast in today's age, because everybody else is going 65 and 70, and the foot gets a little heavier on the accelerator. And then all of a sudden, when you least expect it, and you're zipping along merry and content to be making up those minutes, there he is. There's that car with those lights on top, and there's the man in uniform. And you zip on by, and there's no motion behind you. And the first thought is not one of relief. The first thought is the same thought that Herod had. Is he going to get me? Did he see me? And for a few minutes, one can't help but keep glancing over one's shoulder in the rearview mirror, waiting for that impending judgment to fall in the form of a siren and flashing lights. Now, granted, that's not the same kind of terror or fear that Herod felt. And yet, in a way, it is, because it is sin, and it is punishment. And that's what Herod was afraid of. And that's what we are afraid of. And there are perhaps also times when even the best of us feel doubts and worries and fears about that final judgment. And our old Adam and our old flesh whispers in the back of our mind, do you really think God forgives sin? Do you really think you're going to get away with that? And the old Adam has a dialogue with himself and says, no, you can't get away with it. But we are unlike Herod. The problem of King Herod was that he did not know who that man out there was. He saw him as a judge, as someone coming to get him and punish him for his sin. But we know him. We know who that man is. We know that he is not just a righteous judge, although he is that. And we know that he did not come to condemn, but rather to save. For we know that that man out there, that wonder worker, the man drawing the world after him, is none other than Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, the very Son of God, come here for us to save us, and not to judge us, and not to condemn us. Some of the people said he was a prophet. Yes, he was a prophet, and we know that too, for he teaches us the truth of God. And that is what brings us here, to study his words and the words of his teachers and prophets and apostles recorded in the Holy Scriptures. And yet he was more than a prophet. And we know too, as people said and as Herod feared, that he is risen from the dead. But that is no source of fear, but a source of joy. For he did not return from the dead to bring wrath, but to bring life. For the one who rose from the dead is the one who first of all died upon a cross, not a fancy brass one, but a rough, ugly, filthy wooden one with the blood of hardened criminals on it from use before. And he died in our place. And he rose again in our place. And we know him as the one who came into this world, and he brought life, and he brought immortality, and he brought the light of revelation that we do no longer need walk in darkness. We know him. Knowing him, we need not fear. It is unfortunate that Herod did not know him. It is unfortunate that Herod had no one come and tell him who that man was. Our world today is full of Herods. They may not be kings, but they are men and women and children who have never heard who that man is, or who, if they have heard his name, see him as a righteous judge, someone to be feared. Someone sits up there with a rule book and makes a check mark every time you do something wrong. And they see the Christian life as a life of obeying and of following a set of regulations. But how fortunate that there is someone to tell them. There are many someones to tell them. A whole chapel full here this morning. And another seminary full in St. Louis. And a whole church full, and many churches full, and that is our mission. We know him, and knowing him, we can take that knowledge and share it and rescue the Herods of this world from their fear. Thank God that we know him, and knowing him, we need not fear, either in life or in death. And now may the peace of God that comes from that knowledge, the knowledge of him in whom we believe, keep all of our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies whole and complete until the day when he comes again. Amen.